From wherever you may be, glad that you are here listening to the weekly conversation with Rick Limpert, who you can follow on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell. What happens in Vegas is supposed to stay in Vegas, but you're going to release some of your observations from Las Vegas to us, Rick. But I know that you're not a big party guy, but you managed somehow to get tired and somewhat hungover from all of the summit festivities over there this week.
I wouldn't use the word hungover, but maybe overworked and overtired and only getting an hour and a half of sleep on the red eye back on Thursday night. But, yeah, as you know, Sully, I'm in Vegas a few times a year. This is, if I could bring you, Sully, to one show, though, I wouldn't bring you to CES. I would bring you to Adobe Summit. That's why I was out there. Just a really informative, eye-opening week, something you would a show that you would love, even though you're not a huge techie person, but just a great digital marketing show, and I go to it every year, and we'll talk about that today a little bit.
The annual Adobe Summit in Las Vegas is where you were. It is a huge gathering of over 13,000 digital marketers, tech entrepreneurs, media, and partners of Adobe. This is a company that's been around for a while. How are they keeping up with the times?
Adobe changes with the times. Like, this is a great company. I mean, most people know them for their Acrobat products, the PDFs, their creative suites, but really, Sully, their big business is kind of being the analytics and kind of the back end of websites, the behind the scenes of websites. So it's a great show for learning kind of what Adobe does. They put on a great show. They bring in big names to talk and inspire at it, and they're always evolving, Adobe as a company. So that's part of the magic of the show.
When you talk about major players in the world in just about any industry, the country China has to be mentioned in every sentence. And Adobe and Microsoft are trying to make some things work over there.
Yep. So Adobe and Microsoft are partnering up and heading to China to help their brands over there deliver the same type of things that they deliver to here in the U.S. and Europe and other parts of Asia. So Adobe and Microsoft partnering together, releasing the products in China. And actually a new standard model that kind of will work all across the big country of China, integration of Adobe XDM and Microsoft CDM. So Adobe products heading to China to help bridge the digital gap over there.
Getting a little technical here when we say innovations in Adobe Analytics Cloud, what exactly does that mean to somebody who doesn't understand it like me?
So Adobe Analytics Cloud, simply put, would be the when you go onto a website, it's how the website learns information about you and then stores it. So for future use. So Adobe Analytics, they're keeping track of all the data when it comes to big websites, and then saving that to allow marketers to see how you know what the interactions and what the habits of customers are. And you know, one of the big findings from the show is really paid engagement. On social media or on websites is ending up being much better than just free engagement. So or free search. So they're putting a premium on where you put your money, where you put your advertising dollars, and they're giving the customers and the companies information on those metrics.
NFLer J.J. Watt and Sir Richard Branson gave keynote speeches there. How did they both do, and what did they discuss?
So they both did great. I really like J.J. Watt. I've talked with him before, and he almost seems too good to be true. Just a great NFL player, but just a really good guy as well. Puts his money where his mouth is. Of course, he raised all those millions of dollars for the Houston hurricane relief. And then Sir Richard Branson, just inspiration. He's on point with a lot of his business practices. And while he was out there, he bought I don't know if it was a spur of the moment decision, sorry, but he bought the Hard Rock Hotel. While we were out there, and he's going to rebrand it as the one of the new Virgin-branded hotels. So Sir Richard Branson, he's an entrepreneur. He's been involved in everything, and now he's looking to make a little mark there in Vegas by buying the Hard Rock Hotel.
Man, it must be nice to have that just sitting in your checking account or in the back pocket. Oh, yeah, I'd like to buy this hotel this week.
I do that with a candy bar, so I'll be walking. That's my impulse buy, would be a candy bar or granola bar at the convenience store.
Advertising Cloud Creative empowers marketers to make basic design changes to ads in real time. That's really what most people who are advertising on the internet want is the ability to make changes. How is this happening?
Well, this is kind of interesting, and they did a live demo at one of the keynotes on this. So let's say you have an ad up on a internet website, and if the ad is not gaining traction, you can kind of change the picture or change the wording on the fly within your advertising campaign so you don't have to pull it and start all over again. So depending on what customers are liking or not liking and what you see in the analytics, you can change your ads, change your banner ads or however you're running them on the fly, try to get more traction and more success. So you don't have to wait days or weeks for redesigns anymore. It's all done in real time.
As far as tech companies, there's no one on the hot seat more right now than Facebook. They had a presence at the Adobe Summit. What did they have to say for themselves about all the controversy that's been surrounding them lately?
Well, they were on the hot seat there. They had a part of the keynote. They had the leaders of Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter up on stage, and the Facebook people really got it. So that was a hot topic, of course, at the show. They're looking to do better. They really haven't said how they're doing that yet, but a lot of people are watching real closely what happens with Facebook. And then on the other end of the spectrum, LinkedIn is known as a pretty secure website, and they were on the stage kind of touting what they do, and they got a lot of positive appreciation for how they go about things. So we'll see if Facebook follows some of the lead of some of the other social media or platforms and see what they do.
Question to you, Rick. Are you still on Facebook?
I'm still on Facebook, and I mean, I mainly use it as a kind of a business tool, or I don't put anything up there that that would be any reason to worry. And I'm always careful with changing my passwords and such. So I'm still on Facebook for the time being.
I think a lot of people are like you, Rick, in that they are almost forced to stay there because of the relevance that it has to the industries that they're in. It is somewhat universal and undeniable in its, you know, necessity. But I think that what we're going to see emerge is perhaps other things that can overtake it. As impenetrable as we once thought Facebook was, it's really showed a lot of vulnerability over the last few months.
We're all vulnerable, Sully, as the city of Atlanta found out with their data hack. That's still kind of ongoing. It's still unsettled. So change your passwords. Be careful what you put up on social media and what you link your social media to. So you got to still have to be careful.
Wherever you go, there is the red and white. That's the case here in Atlanta with Coca-Cola. And they had a presence out in Las Vegas at the Adobe Summit as well.
Yep, they were one of the companies that was used as an example to show how they're benefiting from Adobe software. They're a 130-year-old company, but they're still going through a digital transformation, we found out, and they're always coming up with new initiatives from their efforts, and they like getting information from their customers, from their employees, and then they implement that into kind of how they promote Coca-Cola. I mean, Sully, after all these years, do we still really have to promote Coca-Cola? Don't we all kind of know what it is?
I mean, I know what it is, but you know, in the marketing world, you can't take that for granted. You have to keep your brand visible, and nobody does a better job of it than Coke.
Yeah, and when you go through the world of Coke there in Atlanta, they have a kind of a room that shows their ads kind of over time of how what they ran for commercials and how they did their advertising. It's kind of fascinating to see how they've evolved, and now they're using Adobe Analytics and Adobe software to evolve even more. And Coca-Cola, of course, proud to have them headquartered here in Atlanta and one of the most successful companies anywhere.
Interesting to see a quote there from David Godsman. We don't see a world where we will continue as a traditional advertiser. Things in the world of advertising have changed quite a bit. What do you think is coming down the pike, and what did you hear overall at the Adobe Summit about that, if anything specifically?
Well, of course, virtual reality is going to be implementing into everything we're doing. I'm curious to see how that works when it comes to advertising. I can see the day, Sully, where on our television, we don't see the same ads that go across network TV. We'll see ads that are tailor-made to specific viewers that will come across just our cable system or our satellite system or our internet on onto our TV channels. So they know a lot about us, and I think that even more advertising can be targeted to individuals more than just a cross-section of the country or the world.
Well, we are certainly glad that you are always on target every week as we have this discussion here. Rick Limpert, you can follow him on Twitter, the handle Rick Roswell. Always good to talk. Happy Easter, happy Passover, and be careful of April Fool's Day.
I'm careful of April Fool's Day, and we'll talk some more Vegas, Sully, next week. An interesting property I visited out there that has some good tech angles. We'll kind of talk about that and wet your whistle with that. So more Vegas talk coming if you're interested in that.